Freedom smells good. The scent of freedom wasn't something Tara could describe until that exact moment. It didn't smell like flowers. It didn't smell like mom's cooking or the dusty library books she had buried her nose into for the last 4 weeks. It smelled like the open sky, like wet grass, like nothing and everything all at once. She flung her backpack into the corner of living room and collapsed dramatically onto the sofa like a star of a soap opera. Her mother, ever the calm observer of teenage theatrics, peeked over her newspaper. "Well," she asked, raising her eyebrow. "It's over," Tara said. "Voice hoarse. I survived. I don't know how, but I did," Tara said again. Her mom folded the newspaper and placed it beside her. "Your first exam ever. That's a big deal. How do you feel, Tara?" the mother asked. Tara sat up slowly, brushing her messy ponytail back like a war hero brushing off battle dust. "I feel..." She paused for dramatic effect. "Like someone opened a cage door and I flew out singing. Like I've been holding my breath for a year and I finally exhaled," Tara said. Her mom smiled. "So it smells like freedom, right, Tara?" "Yes," Tara exclaimed, then sniffed the air theoretically. "And you know what? Freedom smells so good," she said. It hadn't always felt like this. Just a month ago, Tara had been a regular, mildly moody, slightly dramatic, perfectly average 13-year-old girl. Her days were full of homework, doodling in the margins of her notebooks, and trying to convince herself that exams were just another part of the school, like sports day or those surprise fire drills that gave everyone 10 extra minutes to gossip. But as the date of her first official school exams approached, something shifted. Her house transformed into a temple of tension. Sticky notes bloomed on every surface like neon-colored flowers. The fridge was full of brain foods, almond and spinach, and also fish, which she had tried but spat out dramatically. Her dad turned into a quiz master. "Quick, what's the formula for the speed?" he asked while she was brushing her teeth. Her little brother, Anish, began selling her study snacks in exchange for her allowance. one peanut per math question answered. And Tara, she became a wild mix of emotions all of a sudden. Some days, she was a confident general marching into the battle with flashcards. Other days, she was a weepy puddle of, I'm going to fail, my whole life is over. She once cried because her pen ran out of ink, not because she didn't have a spare, but because, what if all pens betray me during the exam? She had sobbed. But when the day finally arrived, she didn't collapse. She didn't faint or forgot how to spell her own name, which had been her worst case scenario. She sat, she wrote, she turned the page, she thought, and then she handed it in and walked out with a smile so wide that even the sun seemed to blink. Now, in the glorious after-exam light, everything seemed better. She noticed birds chirping, actual birds, not just the annoying crows that stole toast. She felt the breeze cool and honest, like a friend who always told the truth. And when her best friend Myra called that evening, their conversation flowed like a river, finally free of rocks. So, how did it go? Myra asked eagerly. Good, Tara said. Scary, but good. I didn't even care about the marks right now. I just feel like I have come out of a tunnel, the longest tunnel ever. Tara said, taking a deep breath. Myra laughed. My tunnel had monsters made of algebra and essay writing deadlines. And mine had a dragon who only spoke in science formulas, Tara added. They laughed. For the first time in weeks, they weren't talking about revision plans or stress dreams. They were just kids again. Kids with big imaginations and slightly ink-stained fingers. That weekend, Tara's family celebrated her milestone with a mini picnic in the park. It wasn't fancy, just sandwiches, lemonade, and little cake with the words, "You did it," written in frosting that was slightly smudged from the car ride. Tara sprawled on the mat, arms out like a starfish, feeling the grass tickle her skin. Her dad handed her a sandwich. Proud of you, champ. First exam's down, but many more to go, he exclaimed. She groaned. Why would you say that? Let me enjoy this one, Dad. Tara replied. All right, he said, holding up his hands. Let's focus on now. And in the now, everything was perfect. She wasn't thinking about marks or what teacher would say. She wasn't wondering If her handwriting had been neat enough, she wasn't even worried about the future. She was just there, sun on her face, laughter in the air, and the unmistakable feeling that something important had ended and something wonderful had just begun. That night, Tara wrote in her journal. She didn't always write, but when something big happened, something she wanted to remember, she let the pen do the talking. She wrote, "Dear me, today was sunshine. Today was lemonade and grass and freedom. Also, zero math. I wrote my first exam. I didn't fall apart. I actually felt kind of brave. I'm not saying I'm ready for college or anything, but I am not scared for the next one. Okay, I am a little scared, but I also know I can do it." Maybe that's what freedom really is. Not just the end of something hard, but the moment you realize you're strong enough to try it again. Anyway, freedom smells good, like peanut butter, sandwiches, and fresh air. Love, Tara, survivor of the exams. The next morning, Tara woke up, stretched like a cat, and smiled to herself. There would be more exams, more challenges, more days that felt impossible. But now she knew, once the storm passes, the air smells sweeter. Once the page is turned, you get a new story. When freedom finally arrives, it smells like possibility. And yes, it does really smell good.